It is an honor and a pleasure to be able to speak here. To be honest, it's also deeply emotional. I was walking in after I parked my car and just to look around a little bit and to have scenes and images. I spent close to a decade in this Beis Medrash. Lived here for about 5 years, married, two children that were born here in the area. And it's very, very emotional. It's emotional to be able to be here in this Beis Medrash. Speakers sometimes say when they come places, and I'll be honest, I've said it also, I think, and haven't always meant it, but this is really a room in which I would much rather listen. It's a room in which I've done a lot of learning, and to be here speaking and to be here teaching feels in many ways very much unnatural. There's something very powerful about being able to be in a room like this with so many people that I feel so close to. And to be here is something which I think is beautiful. And I feel very, very much at home. I was debating if I begin with a postman b'chvod ha'achsanya, but then it implies that I feel like I'm a guest coming in. And in many ways, I feel like I'm home. I have images of sitting in the backside of that Beis Medrash for years. And it's something which is really, it's powerful, it's emotional, and it's great to be able to, it's great to be able to be here. There's a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, a Braisa. Remeir Omer kol osek b'torah lishma zoch l'dvarm harbe. If a person learns Torah properly, if a person learns Torah lishma, they merit a variety of things. They're nikra reya, they're called a friend, ahav, oives hamakom, oives habrios, misameach hamakom, misameach habrios. A person who learns Torah lishma merits a variety of things. He's earned a certain kind of name. The Mefarshim are very much bothered by some of the things which one who learns Torah lishma merits to have. I understand if I learn Torah lishma, I get that I can be called someone who is a friend kiviyachol of Ribono Shel Olam. I understand that if I learn Torah lishma, I can be called someone that's oiv es hamakom. I love Ribono Shel Olam. I get it. I love Hashem. That's why I learn. But why is it that someone who learns wonder many of the mefarshim? Why would a person be called an oiv es habrios? I learned Torah lishma, and that's called oiv es habrios. That's called someone who loves others. I'm motivated to learn because in many ways I feel a connection and I want to do it. But how does that earn me the right to be called Oev, Oev Esabrios? And how am I Misameach Esabrios? What exactly did my Torah Lishma, how did it generate that? And I'm a Reya, I have some relationship. The Abarbanel says the Reya that I have is a Reya not only with Ribono Shel Olam, but also with others. How does learning Torah Lishma generate? How does learning Torah Lishma allow one to merit being called not just one that loves Hashem, but also one that loves others, and also one that's misameach, that brings joy to others? There's one approach in Rishonim, Rashi, the Ravan, in slightly different ways, that a person who learns Torah Lishma helps others. There are shilas, and the person comes, and they answer those shilas. They paskin those shilas. That a person who learns Torah Lishma is active in the world of Kirov, is active in bringing people closer, says Rashi. That if you learn Torah Lishma, it isn't only about you, but you become the kind of person that helps others. You become the kind of person that's proactive. You become the kind of person that cares for and is concerned with the well-being of all those around you. There is, however, an additional interpretation, one that I believe is very powerful. A person who learns Torah Lishma, a person who learns Torah well, even if that person never answers a shaila, and even if that person never goes around and is proactively mekarev anyone, there is a way to learn Torah where people see the way that you learn. They see the pride that you have in your learning. They see the simcha that it brings you. And that passively, just by you being there, just by you learning, Torah Lishma. You're Nikra. You are called when they see you. They see a person's Ovetz Abrios because you've radically transformed the environment around you. People refer to you as someone who loves them. People refer to you as someone who brings them joy. Just by your presence of seeing a Jew who learns Torah Lishma, seeing a person who learns with a certain sense of pride, and when you can see such a person, to experience it, all that you represent, all the sense of accomplishment that you have, such a person, in a very real and very powerful way, is called by others. He is Ohives Abrios. Look what he does, the environment around him, when he sits and he learns. Look how he passively comes and impacts others. Over 50 years ago, at this point, my father graduated Bastic Public High School in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He decided he was going to go from public school to join YU. He taught himself in the summer before. He wanted to prepare. He taught himself how to read Rashi script in the summer before. He spent 3 years here in YU in JSS, now the Mechina program. His fourth year here in YU, he switched into YP. He was able to be in a regular YP kind of a shiur. He told me, I never knew this until I was speaking with him a couple days ago. He told me he remembers, over 50 years ago, he remembers during the summer a bit, sometimes at night, he would wander in and go to some shiurim. He remembers hearing shiurim from Rav Parnas. He remembers hearing shiurim from a very new Rebbe named Rav Schechter, walking into those shiurim. My family was radically transformed, not by the way people in this space measured, not by what they did, but because they created an environment and they set a tone in this Beis Medrash that here is a place where people are experiencing a kind of simcha. Here is a place where people live lives that are infused with a kind of meaning. And my father saw it. And because he saw it, he said, this is a place that I want to be part of. This is the Beis Medrash that I want to be part of. The people that were learning then at night, when he's looking into the Beis Medrash, deciding, am I taking that next step or not? They're Ohives Abrios. Not just because they came over. When he saw them, they're people that radically transformed all around them. They changed society. They changed families. My brother said to me this morning, we were like reflecting upon this at home. I told him to speak. He said he doesn't remember. I have similar thoughts. He doesn't remember waking up in the morning as a kid. Ever. He doesn't remember it. Ever waking up in the morning when my father was not already awake with the sefer open. And it's because this based medrash had people learning in it that were learning Torah Lishma. And when you learn Torah Lishma, you're Zochel Dvarim Harbe. And you're Nikra. Others will perceive you as something far to explain, not because of what you say and not because you come over to them and do anything, but they see the sense of pride. They see the sense of pride in the way that you learn and the messages that you give over in such a powerful and meaningful way. I was wondering a lot, I don't know, if I'm speaking here as an outsider or an insider. Major nafkamina. It's inappropriate for an outsider to come in and to share words of Musar. It's inappropriate a little bit to come in from the outside and to share a thought of maybe we could improve in this area, that area. There's something off about it, l'dati, just a little bit. I hold I'm an insider. I do. Spent a lot of years here. Your rebbeim, in moments of gaiva, I call them my rebbeim. This Beis Medrash is a very powerful place. It's a powerful place. I wonder sometimes, if the message that we give over, if we're aware of, to steal a line from a different context, the sleeping giant that is this Beis Medrash. If I live in the New York area and I go in for Shabbos, and someone asks me, so how was the week? Am I demonstrating in the way I speak about my learning a sense of pride and a sense of accomplishment, which is going to inform, which is going to set a tone for those around me? If I have younger siblings, and some of us were zochet to have older siblings that did a great job with this. But if I have younger siblings, and they ask, how's the learning going? How's school going? and I describe it in ways that are not as positive, those are teachable moments. Not by what you say, but the way that you carry yourself. The way you carry yourself. A sense of pride. To be one that learns Torah Lishma. And if I have a roommate or a guy in my class that maybe isn't here in the Beis Medrash right now, and he asks me, and I come back at the end, what's the message I'm giving off? Not Musar, God forbid. It's not Lav Dafka, it's appropriate at all. But am I giving over a sense of pride in what I do? Am I giving over a sense of accomplishment? That what I do when I learn Torah Lishma, I'm Nikra Reya. I'm impacting the environment around me just by being who I am. Just by being what I believe in. Just by being what I represent. We know that Rishonim, you know, Chazal, divide mitzvos into categories. We know Ases and Los Ases. We know that Chazal defined mitzvos. Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos works off of that. We know Gemara is the Maseches Yuma, but Adam Lamakom Mitzvos, but Adam Lechaveru Mitzvos. And typically Talmud Torah is undoubtedly more in the category of a mitzvah than Adam Lamakom. It is. But as some of the Achronim point out, are we not sure, could it be, it has an element of Adam Lechaveru also? That when I learn that part of what I'm doing is also impacting those around me, not just in the Nefesh HaChaim sense of you're sustaining the world, but in the more even pragmatic sense, that when I learn and I set a tone and I take pride in what I'm doing, that when people see the pride that I have, when they feel the sense of accomplishment, that they also feel something about it, it pulls them in just a little bit. That the way I talk about it when I come home, the way I speak about it with my friends, is something that I'm excited and proud of the way that I spend my time. Excited, proud, and honored to be part of this Beis Medrash. And what a beautiful Beis Medrash it is. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Life's busy. And we're stressed out sometimes. Stressed out internships. I'm stressed out if I'm dating. I'm stressed out if I'm maybe not dating. Could be. I'm stressed out because I have schoolwork and it's midterms time. I was here a couple years ago for Shabbos and it was midterms time and I was getting like butterflies in my stomach. I'm not in school anymore. It's over. And I'm still nervous when I hear the word midterms. It gets me. And sometimes it's hard to project a certain kind of joy. It's hard to project a certain kind of pride when we're just so busy. And sometimes what gets us to a Beis Medrash is the Chiyuv and the Ol of Talmud Torah, which is a real Chiyuv. But to be Zocha, to learn Torah Lishma, to be Nikra Reya, not only Oves HaMakom, but Oves HaBrios, not only Misameach HaSamakom, but Misameach HaSabrios, it's a real challenge. It's a real challenge. Many of the Balei Musar comes already in Rishonim, speak a lot about Cheshbon HaNefesh. And one of the more intriguing questions, been trying to learn the sugya recently a little bit, is what is the question you ask yourself at the end of the day when you want to assess how you're doing? What's the question I ask? What do I wonder about when I want to figure out how things are? The Rambam Mishpat Prakim, part of the question is, where am I? Am I too extreme? Am I balanced appropriately? Ambitious for sure, but am I balanced? For Mirbachin, Chovos HaLevavos, so I wonder a little bit, I have to have Akaras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam. Have I fulfilled that degree of Akaras HaTov? Have I given back all that I can? For Ramchal and Mesil Shisharim, as many of us know, I have to really get in a very focused way, analyzing my Maisim, how am I really doing? Is the good I do good enough? What am I going to do about the bad things that I do? The Rav writes in Halachic Man, I believe, that there was a bit of a shift from some of the Balei Musar. Understanding that while Cheshbon HaNefesh is important, it's also important to shift a little bit. From a self-assessment, which is, by definition sometimes, if you have the answers already, it's like the Mesorah, you know, the questions are, how was your day? And the answer is, not good enough. So if you know that's what it is, at some point, it will just be a little bit hard to actually feel that pride. Okay, I have the Masorah. I know what to write. Not good enough. Too many averas. Not enough mitzvahs. And even the mitzvahs weren't good enough. It's hard to project that pride to be called Oives Abrios. But as the Rav describes, a little bit of shift from some of the Bali Musar to suddenly the questions you could ask weren't always as pessimistic. And I wonder if as part of Cheshbon, not the exclusion of exploring our averas and trying to rectify them, not the exclusion, God forbid, but I wonder if we often enough are able to pause, think, and reflect. What are the good things I did today? And maybe for that test, the Masorah is, I did some good today. And if a person wants to be in the category of Oev, not only Es HaMakom, but Oev Es HaBrios, to be able to say, to be able to feel, to be able to experience, a certain sense of pride is powerful. But it's hard for another reason also. It's hard. It's hard because I don't have full control over my time. And maybe in a perfect world, I'd be able to accomplish certain things. But life is busy. Not only the stress, it's busy. For good reasons also, I have a simcha on a Sunday, and therefore I'm not here Sunday night. And I have things that come up. And sometimes when things come up and it becomes challenging, it's even harder to be able to experience that sense of pride in what we're doing, and undoubtedly even harder to demonstrate that to others. The Rambam writes, "Lekos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, and Torah Miskayim El Mishumemis Asma Ba'Olei Chachma, based on Gemara, based on Chazal. Torah only stays with those who are able to, at times, make certain sacrifices." And the Rambam quotes a Medrash based on the Pasuk in Koheles, "Af Chachmasa Amdali." My wisdom stayed with me. The Torah shlamadati ba'af. The Torah I learned with af, amdali. The Torah I learned the simple pshat with a bit of anger or exertion. The Torah I learned when things were very challenging. That's what stayed with me. I was driving this morning, speaking to my wife. She shared with me a beautiful vort she heard on this pasuk. Didn't remember where it was from. Didn't have time to look it up. I really hope it's not a Gemara somewhere. I guess that would be embarrassing. Don't tell me. Torah shlamadati ba'af, amdali. The Torah I learned ba'af stood with me. The darshanim say, Torah shlamadati ba'af. The Torah I learned with the af alpi. Torah I learned even though. Torah shlamadati ba'af, the Torah I learned even though I was stressed out. The Torah I learned today, even though yesterday I couldn't make it because I had a chasana. The Torah I learned, even though I have excuses for why not. That Torah shalamadati ba'af. That Torah that I learned with the af al pi. That I learned even though. That's amdali. That's a chashav thing which stays with you forever. That's a chashav thing. The Torah despite. Sometimes things get busy a little bit. There is enormous pride that a person should have when the Torah they learn is a Torah, even though it's ba'af. A Torah through exertion, for sure. A Torah where you're fighting, for sure. And a Torah sometimes, even though I have excuses. At the end of that day, at the end of that week, at the end of that semester, when I ask myself how I'm doing, not just that I repay the Hakaras HaTov of Rabbeinu Bachya, not that I repay that debt, not only the, where are my averas and could I be better, but also, what did I do that was chashev? What did I do that was great? And to be able to reflect that, to be able to model that, that when people see me, they look at me and they say, wow, look at him. Look at the pride he has and how he spends his nights. It's an amazing thing. Look at the simcha and nachas he has in his life. He's lo mei Torah lishma. He's zoch ledvarim harbe. He's nikra reya. He's nikra oives hamakom and oives abrios. Said it before. My family was zoche to witness the Oves Abrios of this base medrash, to see a base medrash where people were learning and they were excited and they were passionate and it was serious Talmud Torah, and they were modeling something that they were excited about, that they were proud of, and it brought people in a little bit. And for us in our learning, to experience pride in the learning that we have, the Torah Shlamadati Ba'af, the Torah of the Afalpi, the Torah of even though, that I learned and I did what I could and it was good. It was good. And to be able to reflect that pride, take advantage of all the teachable moments, of all the times I end class at 8 o'clock and I walk to Night Seder and the words that I say when I'm describing the fact I'm going to learn Night Seder. The Torah, the words that I use when I come back, whatever time a person comes back, the words I use to describe the pride I have in Talmud Torah. And if we can do that, and if we continue to do that, this Medrash has done so beautifully and so well. If we're able to do that, we can be part of a world where people look into this Beis Medrash and say, I would love to be here also. What an amazing, amazing experience. What an amazing place. We should all be zocha to learn Torah Lishma. We should all be zocha to be amongst those who are considered oyves hamakom, those who love their Ribono Shel Olam. And we should be zocha to be counted amongst those when people see us learn, they say, they're oyves habrios, misameach habrios. They're transforming the environment around them. We should all be zocha. Have a wonderful rest of your night.